If Not Now, The Anti-Israel Jews Who Back Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. By Joel B. Polak on February 18, 2019. Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, both facing accusations of anti-Semitism, have found support from If Not Now, a radical left-wing anti-Israel organization on the fringe of the Jewish community. We thank Rep. Ilhan for her commitment to listening and learning from Jewish allies, and we are committed to doing the same. Together, we will continue to fight for basic freedom and dignity for all people at home and abroad. Shabbat Shalom. Hashtag stand with Ilhan pic.twitter.com/jacobsy99. If Not Now, at ifnotnow.org, February 15, 2019. If Not Now started in 2014 as a protest against Israel's war against the Hamas terrorist organization, a war almost universally blamed on Hamas, in which it launched rockets against civilians in major Israeli population centers. If Not Now seeks to disrupt the connections that many American Jewish organizations have with Israel. It blames American Jewish support for Israel for the persistence of the Israeli occupation of Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, though most Palestinians in that territory live under the administration of the Palestinian Authority. In addition to staging sit-ins and protests, members of If Not Now attempt to infiltrate Jewish summer camps and tours of Israel, where they launch demonstrations or expose the mainstream Jewish community to anti-Israel propaganda. In one episode in 2018, members of If Not Now were arrested while reciting the Kaddish, the traditional Jewish prayer for the dead, near the offices of the Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles, memorializing Palestinians killed in protests at the Gaza border. The vast majority of Palestinians killed were members of Hamas, and they were trying to infiltrate Israel to carry out attacks, not stage a nonviolent protest against Israeli policies. The phrase If Not Now was derived from an axiom of the Jewish sage Rabbi Hillel, if not now, when? The group downplays the first part of the phrase, which stresses balancing one's obligation to care for one's own interests with the obligation to help others. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am only for myself, who am I? Perkei Avot 1:14. To If Not Now, the Jewish community's own perceived interests are inherently problematic. In addition to targeting Jewish institutions and blaming them for Israel's alleged misdeeds, and encouraging the general public to do the same, If Not Now has also participated in other protests, including the Women's March, as part of the so-called resistance. If Not Now criticized the Women's March for its links to the anti-Semitic Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, but defended the organization in general. Matt Brooks, executive director of the Republican Jewish Coalition, said over the weekend, If Not Now is a disgrace and in no way speaks for the Jewish community. Late last week, after Omar had been forced to apologize for a series of anti-Semitic tweets, which remain live as of this writing, members of If Not Now showed solidarity with Omar and Tlaib, who has faced similar complaints. Thank you for coming to the office today and lifting our spirits, heart. Representative Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan, February 16, 2019. Dear at ifnotnow.org, you make me feel seen, heard and loved. Thank you for coming over to our hashtag 13th District Strong office today to show your support. I'm so humbled to have your partnership in serving my residents. Check out this movement at pic.twitter.com/q5nqstudes. Rashida Tlaib, at Rashida Tlaib, February 16, 2019. Omar, whom Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, appointed to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, supports boycotts of Israel. Tlaib believes Israel should not exist and should be replaced by a Palestinian state. These positions are often criticized as anti-Semitic, since they single out the Jewish state alone for isolation and destruction, ignoring both Palestinian terror and more compelling human rights issues elsewhere. Nevertheless, Omar and Tlaib both seem to find If Not Now support useful in deflecting persistent accusations of anti-Semitism. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.